But he was a you know, he liked to golf. You know, I went to a lot of celebrity golf tournaments. He went to several of them to raise money for different charities. So funny story, we were in Kansas City one time, and he'd performed it in Detroit a couple years earlier in the early 70s. So we're there, and we're going to head to, we're going to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House at the Children's Hospital in Detroit. So we're hanging around. I said, what's up? He goes, we're not going. Hang on a minute. So we're sitting there in the lounge at the airport. We were going. We're not going. He goes, I'm talking to Fred. We got some issues here. I said, all right, let's go. We're going. So we get on the airplane, and he says, hey, Jim, don't you ever wear any jewelry? I said, no, I'm not big on jewelry. So he goes, well, here, maybe we'll dress you up a little bit. So, you know, he wore all these jewelry and stuff, so he puts all the jewelry on me. And he says, geez, you still don't have much of a bankroll. So he used to carry 20, 30,000 cash on him. So he gives me the bankroll and then hands me the cane when we're getting off the plane. So we're walking down the ramp into the airport. These two detectives come up and they said, Mr. Knievel, we have a warrant so we can take any jewelry, any medallions, any cash, or anything you may have on you. We've got to serve you with this. He says, hey, guys, I'm flat busted, but say hello to my friend Jimmy here. So they said, well, you know, we hated to do this. He said, yeah, I'm in town raising money. He said, yeah, I was here and performed, and a guy came and talked to me in a bar one night about building a motorcycle. Yosemite Sam was his name. He said, and he built this cycle. He goes, I left town. He goes, and then he sued me. I didn't contest it. So this guy had a $10,000 judgment against him. So he puts the jewelry on me. So he said, you better be careful in Detroit. There was 8 murders that weekend in Detroit, and we were everywhere. I'm wearing that jewelry around. Yeah. But I used to, you know, when we would go to these celebrity tournaments and stuff, you know, to the pro-am, it'd be like before. We went to almost every one of them. But I would wear the jewelry or, you know, would have it. You know, couldn't leave it in the locker. You know, and he'd take jewelry, most of it off to play golf or in the cash. One time we were playing, and he played the Houston Open, and Evil used to love to play against the Hustlers, and they took a lot of money from him. But he was playing Glenn Campbell one day, and I had to go do some business for him, and somebody cut through the fence and grabbed Glenn Campbell's bag and got all his jewelry, and he had like $16,000 cash in there. These guys played for, you know, a lot of money. But I used to sit in the golf cart with, you know, we'd have not much money in. And he said to me one time, he said, Jim, he said, I just talked to Fred. He said, they paid me over $50 million on the toys. He goes, that's a lot of money, isn't it? He goes, how much is it really? I said, well, Evil, it takes $10,000, 10 of them to make $100,000, and $100,000 to make $1 million. He goes, boy, I made $50 million. He goes, I made a lot of thousands, didn't I? He was a street kid. $1,000, you know, he kind of based that around what money was. But when you travel with Evil, like Joe and I, his rule was, you know, never be even with you and keep you pretty much broke. So no matter what he did, you couldn't leave. I mean, he was a street kid, you know, very street savvy, but, oh, yeah.